We've all had moments where we could have done more but didn't. The true art of a full life is to minimize those moments when your inner bitch wins the battle and maximizes your ability to rise and grind. There is an art to this. Unfortunately, most of us don't treat our lives like a work of art. The vast majority of us will leave this life like an unfinished canvas, a dim shadow of what we could have been if we had dedicated ourselves to mastering the mind and consistently forcing the body into action. We will apply some effort when the motivation is there, but more often than not, we will find an excuse to nap and complain rather than to push ourselves to perform past the threshold of our comfort zone. It is a very rare person who can lay down at the end of the day with a full confidence that they have done their absolute best, and an even rarer person that can do that consistently, day after day, year after year, until the days of laziness and self-pity are but a distant memory drowned out by the years and years of action and discipline. There is an art to this, and one of the modern masters of this art is my good friend, Cameron Haynes. To the uninitiated, a quick glance at his Instagram page would reveal a bow hunter who enjoys lifting weights and running trails. But to truly understand Cam requires a much more careful and prolonged study. He is a master at one of the art forms that gets the least amount of attention, the art of the maximized life. In this work, layers upon layers of effort and discipline create a depth and texture to the life that's lost during a cursory examination by a person who doesn't know what they're seeing. It is an art form, with only the people who are also out there grinding, truly understanding and appreciating how amazing this consistent effort is. Look up the hashtag #KeepHammering on Instagram. As of this writing, there's more than 449,000 posts, all of them inspired by the way Cameron Haynes lives his life. In his world, there are no days off. Days where you are not getting better are days wasted. The hammering never ends, and the inner bitch never has a chance. Many people talk this kind of talk. In fact, pretending you're a savage is disgustingly common. Many of these posers will post motivational quotes on social media and even give out unsolicited advice on how to chase your dreams and follow your goals. But my guess is that if you could randomly peer into their lives, you would probably catch most of these motherfuckers eating snacks and checking their posts for likes. One of my favorite Cam Haynes quotes is, "Nobody cares, work harder." It's such a perfect statement for this day and age when grown men are using beauty filters on their Instagram pictures and everyone is pretending they're exceptional. We live in a world today where it's never been easier to be full of shit. But on the flip side, the beauty of this time is that when you come across someone who's truly, undeniably smashing life, you appreciate it like a starving man being served up a juicy elk steak. I'm going to describe some of the things he does, and the list is so preposterous that it seems like bullshit. He regularly runs a marathon a day. I read once that if you run a marathon, it takes your body 6 months to fully recover. I don't know who wrote that, but someone needs to tell that silly bitch there's a guy in Oregon with a full-time job with the Department of Water and Power who runs multiple marathons every week. Sometimes he'll get up at 3 a.m. and run a full marathon before work. Then he'll come home from working 8 hours, practice archery, lift weights, and do it all over again the next morning. He's run multiple 100-mile races and several over 200 miles. These require days and days of running without rest. Tune into his Instagram a few days after he's back from one of these self-imposed, soul-crushing torture sessions, and you will see him with a big smile on his face, running again,